Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the most infamous buildings in downtown Rochester, the Cadillac Hotel on Chestnut Street. There's a new plan for it. A developer named Lou Giardino has teamed up with the Choice Hotels, a California hotel chain, to spend $16 million to restore the historic building with 80 apartments.
Wow.
Again, it was pretty much shut down last year.
Yeah,
people were evicted.
What a fascinating building the Hotel Cadillac is.
Yeah, I know. I believe it was David Andrietta from the DNC did a story about going in there, and he talked with a lot of people that were living there who were living under extreme poverty.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of protests actually when they closed it down because those people were evicted from the building.
Well, it was like a really, you know, high class place to stay back in the 30s and 40s. I mean, it was, you know, like a kind of a luxury hotel.
Well, they're trying to kind of restore it to that, I guess you could say, at least from the look. So part of the planned restoration, they're going to return the bar and restaurant to the original Art Deco style.
Oh, wow.
One stipulation, though. Hotel Cadillac needs to retain its name.
It is a great name.
So they hope to acquire the property within the next 30 days, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
I assume they were going to have to, like, burn that thing down.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine the bugs?
Just the bed bugs.
The bugs in there, yeah. The U of R has...
Wait, who would die first? Staying in the Hotel Cadillac.
Oh, my God. That's actually kind of funny. The U of R has dropped its standardized test requirement for prospective first-year students. This is huge. I wish it had been around when I was applying to college. So the SATs and ACTs, stuff like that. University officials say that they will continue to review and consider test scores for those applicants who want to submit them. But an applicant can choose to be evaluated only on things like GPA,
really?
You know, the rigor of your coursework, essays, achievements, community contributions, recommendations, and interviews.
What's the reasoning for that?
Well, the UR Dean of Admissions, Jonathan Burdick, said in a statement that the university found that standardized tests added little extra value to its review process, that, quote, even well-constructed tests don't lead to better decisions, and the cost to students having to take and submit those extra exams outweighs any benefit to the university, end quote. The new test optional policy will be reflected in the application materials for the fall 2020 first-year class.
It's really interesting. I'm curious to see if this kind of takes off for other universities.
I hope so.
Were you not a good test taker?
How many
people have said that? Yeah.
No, honestly, though, because, and this is real, like, because I have OCD, I would go
You'd
back.
Psych yourself out.
No, it would take me longer because I would, like, keep going back and double checking my answers and stuff like that. So, like, I couldn't quickly take these tests.
You know, it does make sense, though, because, you know, how much they were valued versus your GPA, which obviously is over a longer course of time, and especially
that,
the achievements and community contributions and things like that.
Well, and also, it's like, if everything else is for you, like, you know, my GPA, my AP classes, my other work, you know, it just isn't fair that this one test you take on one day.
Did you see Whitney got a 850 on the SATs?
No, it wasn't that low, but yeah.
New York State is eliminating a religious exemption to vaccine mandates in the face of the worst measles outbreak in decades. So hundreds of people actually were gathered at the Capitol in Albany to protest this.
Wow.
But it went through anyway. I think 80% of the vote came on through.
Okay.
For yes. So, again, when it comes down to it, the fact that the measles outbreak continues to get worse, they are pulling on all the stops to try to shut this thing back down.
Seriously. Sleeping with the TV on could make you gain weight, according to a new study. It's led by the National Institute of Health. The study looked at the association between artificial light in the bedroom and weight gain over time. So people who slept with their TVs on were 17% more likely to have gained 10 pounds during a six-year period of time. 22% more likely to have become overweight, and 33% more likely to have developed obesity. It's not not the actual light in the room that causes weight gain, but rather the extra exposure leads to restless sleep and limits deep sleep time. And that lost sleep affects appetite hormones and can lead to overeating, a slowed metabolism, and lower physical activity. I mean, if you think about it, if you're not sleeping as well, you are generally hungrier during the day.
Sure.
You don't have the energy to go maybe work out and exercise. So it does make sense.
Yeah.
I have to have complete pitch black darkness.
Really? Yeah. I used to like to have complete pitch darkness.
Let me guess. Relationships are a constant negotiation.
That is right. Relationships are definitely a constant negotiation. It's been a little different now with our baby.
Yeah.
Because once he finally goes to sleep, it's like, all right, shut everything down.
Yeah.
Complete pitch black because we don't want him to wake back up.
Right.
But yeah, for a while that was quite an adjustment. I mean, when I was single, it was like, had to be pitch black and I had to have my fan on.
The fan on, yes. The white noise.
Going high.
Like
an airplane was taking off.
Oh, that's too loud. That would be too distracting for me. But I had one of my best friends growing up, when we had sleepovers, she was somebody who always needed to have a light on or something like that. And I was always like, no.
It's tough. I guess for many people, you put something, it's like your sleep show, right? That's what you put on. For a lot of people, it's like a thing you've seen a million times, like The Office or Friends.
I can't.
And it's this background.
But I can't fall asleep.
It's distracting
for
you. Yeah. Usually it is for me.
Because I'll tune into it. I can't, you know, like I can't tune it. Even if I've seen it a million times, I can't like tune it out. I don't know.
Yeah. I've got to pop a melatonin to.
Yeah. Earplugs. Face mask.
A few things up online right now at 98pxy.com. Cardi B swearing off plastic surgery. She actually posted a picture of her feet, of what happened to them because of some lipo she got recently. I believe this is, by the way, the reason she rescheduled that show in Syracuse.
I don't feel bad for her.
Did it to herself?
I don't feel bad for her. I mean, it was an elective surgery and she got it too close to her tour and she screwed a bunch of people over. I don't think it's fair.
She's coming back around, I believe, in September. So at least it's not canceling altogether. But you can see that photo at 98pxy.com. Plus, a story a lot of people are catching them in the feels. A man offering free dad hugs at the Pittsburgh Pride Parade.
Aww.
Got some people to elicit some tears.
That's so nice.
Yeah, very, very cute. Speaking of dad things, about our poll today for Savage or Sensible, you can vote for that right now at 98pxy.com. Savage or Sensible, not getting your stepdad a Father's Day card. Had a lot of people reach out on the text line. We'll get to those. You can give us a call as well at 222-9800.
I have a question.
Yes.
If some really weird twist of fate, Black Mirror style, happened, and your dad like remarried me, would you get me a Mother's Day card? Because I'd be your stepmom.
I think I might flee the country, actually.
More fun, more free prizes,
and the most music every hour.
Your Team PXY.
Thanks for waking up with the number one hit music station.
98 PXY!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.